Talking to Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning. Thanks for coming in. And this year, it's a big one. Of course, day one for everybody back at it. Not only are the parents and kids getting ready for school, but they're also helping them to adjust to new rules. And one of these rules limits or abolishes screen time. Dr. Julie, let's start off with a question about your thoughts on these changes. Do you support these limits on cell phone use, blocking social media for kids in school, or do you think it's going to just be impossible?
Well, I do support the changes, and I think it's going to be hard. Not impossible, but it's going to be hard. All habit shifts are hard, which is why parents, teachers, and kids, reminding kids and teens that it's going to get easier the longer you do this. This is the thing about habits. They're really hard at first when we make that shift, but as we practice and we do something different, that becomes more our norm. The reason is that I do support it is we know that smartphones are getting in the way of learning. There's research that shows limiting this use increases grades. It also interrupts socialization, so kids become quite isolated. The problem is, if you just leave it up to parents and say, you guys decide what you're going to do with your kids and their phones in school, even if some parents limit their kids from having cell phones in school, the kids are going to either feel left out or they're going to get pulled into what others are doing on their phones. So overall, if you have a policy, all the kids get treated the same, generally within the classroom. The question is about whether I think it is going to be impossible. That's going to be dependent upon how it's enforced. So as you know, your wife's a teacher, mine retired, my husband, but teachers already have a lot on their plate and they are going to require that admin support and board support if they follow through because they have to anticipate that kids are going to get upset.
Yeah, and that's very true, Julie, because I can also guess like there will be a pushback, right? Like from kids and teens and maybe even some parents. Like it'll say, it's my phone, you can't touch it, you know, you can't get it away from me. And I think we might see the same response that teachers have had to deal with for years. So Julie, how can we drive the point home that these changes are actually good for the kids?
Well, I don't think, you know, anyone who listens to news or media, you know, will be surprised that there's been a decline in child and youth mental health. So if you start with that premise, overuse, or in some cases, any use of social media influences this mental health issue. That's what's thought to happen in some studies. And I'm not saying it's the only thing. It does, however, interrupt healthy habits that support mental health, like play, getting outdoors, you know, going for a bike ride, even vacations with families. You see people on their screens. Mm-hmm. Excessive screen time and social media use can impact children's sleep, mental health, and academic performance. So screen use, particularly before bedtime, disrupts sleep patterns, and that leads to difficulties concentrating in school. Then we know also it contributes to anxiety, depression, poor self-esteem. So think of this this way. The new school policies can help with setting those clear boundaries and encouraging those behaviors that are conducive to learning.
I certainly hope we can get that all figured out and everyone can have a good start to the year and no major problems.